Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies helps save your business time and money. Email sales at printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in this week's programme, I'll be finding out more about a recently launched website called Go Visit Letterkenny, and I'll be speaking with Brian Gallagher, Acting Chairman of Letterkenny Tourism. Before that, though, I want to tell you more about a new business venture on Loch Swilly. Dairyman Connor Cummings has set up Swilly Boat Tours, providing a variety of sightseeing trips around the spectacular coastline of Loch Swilly, doing both public and private tours. Well, I popped down to Rathmullen to meet him and to find out more. Well, I'm with Connor Cummings of Swilly Boat Tours. We're just at the pontoon down at the beside the pier in Rathmullen. Another great day of weather here in Donegal and throughout the country. And Connor, we're on board Endurance. You're doing tours all around Loch Swilly. It's a new venture. Before we talk a little bit about what you're doing now, maybe just give us a little bit of background. And obviously, you've always had a keen maritime interest.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We were lucky enough, and we had a caravan in West Donegal on a place called Critch Island, and we were always involved with boats. Uncles had boats, and then I pestered my dad long enough when we were about 10 years of age. We got our first boat, a 14-foot Shetland, which, looking back on it now, it wasn't much, but it got us in the water. So I suppose we spent the first 10 years on it, fishing, improvised water sports with bodyboards tied to the back of boats, anything just to get in the water. And then I suppose when I finished university and started making a few pounds, I started buying boats and selling boats and just spent the summers tinkering at boats. And I went to the States and worked as a water sports instructor, boat driver for a summer. Never thought it would lead to this at this point. Years of just summers on the water. And then last year I took the notion to kind of bite the bullet and buy a rib that would allow me to take people up and down the Swilly. So here we are. I suppose I'm a volunteer. I do search and rescue in Derry also, with Ford Search and Rescue. Experience built through lots of different ventures and misspent youth, tinkering at boats and launching boats and going out maybe places I shouldn't have been out. But I suppose it's all come full circle, leading, you know, right around to this. So,
So what were you doing before you went full time at this?
So I worked. I was a 9-to-5er. I worked in finance for the last 8 or 9 years. I was in Dublin for a few years, and then COVID forced me. Well, not forced me. It was giving me the opportunity to come back home and work remotely. And I was lucky enough I could work then in West Donegal. We have a cottage in Dunlow. So spent summers working there in the evenings. Me and the brother would have went out in the rib, water skiing, fishing, snorkeling, scuba diving in the last few years. Just adventuring, on the coastline. There's a lot of beautiful islands out there. Arranmore, Gola, Oi. Lots of beautiful caves. I suppose if you've got a bit of adventure in you, then it's the ultimate place to go boating. I live in Derry myself, and when I was looking at maybe starting one of these, it was glaringly obvious to me that there was nothing like it on the Swilly. Such a big body of water with so many towns and villages dotted around it, and everybody looks out at it, but no one was able to get on it unless you were on the ferry. But there was no one to actually show you the nooks and crannies, which is, you know, what I love doing, and I love exploring that kind of stuff. So that's how it all started. I was lucky enough, I was in the right place at the right time to buy Endurance, and here we are.
Now, the boat Endurance, tell me a little bit about the boat. It's been used in different locations previously for sightseeing of one sort or another.
Yeah, exactly. So Endurance is an Irish-built boat. She is an Excalibur built in Cork in 2009. She's an 8-metre boat with a single 350-horse dual-prop Suzuki outboard engine. She was used for the first 2 years of her life down the west coast, and then spent the last 10 years on the north coast with Tim Griffin. He used her quite a lot for what I'm doing, but also he would have headed across Dyla on the west coast of Scotland, headed Dyla Man for the TT races. So he used it as a water taxi to get people over and back. I'd followed Tim's page for about 6 or 7 years and always really admired endurance. There's something about her. She's got a T-top roof. She's got a jack plate in the back. She's a mean looking machine. Yeah. There's always caught my eye, and I thought, you know, if I was ever going to start something like this, I would want a boat like endurance. And then June last year, when I decided, yep, we're going to do this, I started looking into how to set up business like this up, how to get everything certified, how to get myself certified. And then January the 3rd of this year, I was in a hotel in Italy, in Rome, on findafishingboat.com at 10:30 at night, and up popped endurance. And she was bought then within a week. So we were quite lucky, and as I said, their endurance spent the first 2 years of her life on the West Coast, so she had already been certified with the Department for Transport of Ireland. So the certification process was actually straightforward because she had already had the passenger license before. So I got married 4 or 5 weeks ago. I came back from my honeymoon on the Sunday, and I started this venture on the Monday.
Right, so the stars all aligned and you got going. Now, when did you actually start operations here in on the Swilly?
Yeah, so we are on our fourth week right now. So we've did 3 full weeks, so we've had quite a lot of people out. We're lucky enough on the Swilly that we've about 5 or 6 different harbours. So Endurance lives in Loch Swilly Marina over in Fawn, but we're only about 3 miles across to Rathmullen here, so we can get across in 3 or 4 minutes. So I'm able to pick up. I do public tours Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at 12 o'clock leaving Loch Swilly Marina, and we'll come across into Rathmullen and pick up people here, and then we'll head north down the Swilly. And then outside of that, we do private tours for 6 people or more. So we're available 7 days of the week for private tours. That's what I say to people. You know, if you want me at 6 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock at night, I'll make myself available.
Yeah. Now, tell me just a bit more about the boat. How many people can you take? And tell me just about the seating. And there will be some people who may be maybe a little bit apprehensive about going out, haven't been out in a boat before, but obviously safety is king, and you have everything you need to make their trip as pleasurable as possible.
Yeah, exactly. So if you picture an inflatable type boat, they're called a rib. It's a rigid inflatable boat. We have the helm, so the steering position to the rear of the boat, with 2 suspension seats, and then in front of that we have 10 passenger seats. So the boat's licensed for 11 in total, 10 passenger seats and my spare crew seat. She's fully certified by the Marine Survey Office. We have 24 life jackets on board, 2 for every person, and we have a 15 man life raft up front. Again, hopefully we'll never have to use it, but as part of the licensing procedure, you need to have all this in place. We have constant communication with the Coast Guard up in Malin Head. So before every trip, we radio through to Malin Head to let them know where we're heading and how many persons are on board and what time we aim to be back at. I also have a built-in AIS system which allows them to track my every move. They know what speed I'm going, they know where I'm at every point. So she's a very safe boat. Ribs typically are, you know, a super, super safe boat. They've got a solid fiberglass hull with inflatable sponsons along the side. So in big seas, she's a very safe and capable boat. And I say she's been in operation since 2009, so she's plenty of miles in her, but she's got everybody home. I was actually informed only 2 nights ago by a previous owner that it's actually quite a famous boat. So it was used to fill in the Game of Thrones up on the north coast, and it's also had Morgan Freeman on board and a few other celebrities. So there's been a few famous people sitting on the seat you're sitting on, Chris.
And given our climate, great, you have a cover for everybody on board, so that can keep out the hot sun when we get that occasionally, but also it protects you from the rain, and you can pull down the sides as well.
Yeah, so there's a purpose-built T-top frame on her, and as you say, it'll protect you from the rain, and on very hot days, I guess, it stops you getting burnt. We've also got then wraparound covers, so in the event that we went out and it was very wet, we can actually zip down the sides and zip everybody in so that you stay nice and warm. So she's been built, obviously, you know what the Irish weather, the Irish summer is like. We get beautiful days, I guess, but in the drop of a hat, it can turn around. around and the rain can come down and the wind can blow up. So she's been really purposely built for the Irish summers.
Now, Conor, you do a variety of trips, as you've touched on. There's private ones, there's ones that people can go onto your Facebook page and see the menu, so to speak. So tell us a little bit about some of the ones that you offer and which are the most popular.
Yeah, so we offer three main trips. Our Port Salon and Fort Dunreary trip would be our most popular, and I would say 80% of our trips are that trip. So we leave Loch Swilly Marina and we shoot across to Rathmullen to collect anybody getting on board here, and then we head north. So we go down past McCamish Fort, down to Knockalla Fort, and then at Knockalla, I think that's where the real scenery is on the Swilly. So there's so many beautiful caves, and unless there's five or six different caves there. That we've also got what's called the ghost ship in one of the caves. So it was a fishing boat that came up the Swilly in 2008 and lost power and ended up on rocks. So there's so much to see. And from there, then we head down into Ballymastocker Bay. You have the beautiful golden sand on your left-hand side as we cruise then down into Port Salon. And then we stop there in Port Salon, and then from there we head straight across the Swilly. So we're about 3 miles across into Fort Dunreary. And what most people don't know about Dunreary, it's got these beautiful caves underneath, north facing, three beautiful caves. So weather conditions, if they're good, we'll try to get into those caves, and then we come out of there, and then that's as far as we'll go on that trip. That's as far north as we'll go. We'll turn around and head back south, and we'll cruise then down the east side of the Swilly, past Buncrana, and then we'll cut back over towards Rathmullen again, drop the people off, and then back into Fawn. So I advertise as an hour and 45 minutes. I'm yet to do it under 2 hours. There's that much to see. You can stay out there for 3 hours, you know. And then we have a longer trip. Now, this trip I put on when the weather's good, as a public trip, so that people can book 1, 2, 3, 4 seats, whatever they want. Or I can do it as a private trip 7 days a week, and it takes you down to the Great Pollet Sea Arch, and then further on down to Fannet Head Lighthouse. So it's the same trip, everything that I described there in the first trip. The Great Pollet Sea Arch trip, we take all that in, but then we head further north down to the Great Pollet Sea Arch, which is Ireland's biggest sea arch. So we can drive the boat right through the sea arch and turn at the far side and come back out. I mean, it's a magnificent sight. And from there, then we'll head further north, down to the end of the Swilly, to Fannet Head, where we stop and take in Fannet Lighthouse. There's a beautiful bay there just before the lighthouse. So that's about 13 nautical miles down from Loch Swilly Marina. So it's about 26, 27 nautical miles all in.
And many people may know the coastline quite well, but when you're out at sea looking back, it's a totally different perspective. And I'm sure you've had people who may well know Fannet Lighthouse and the area very well, but for the first time when you see it out on a boat, completely different.
You're 100%, Chris, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start this. Being in Derry, you know, I've explored both sides of the Swilly over most of my life, and there's some beautiful sights to see from the land. But when you're in a boat, and especially a rib, it allows you to get into all these nooks and crannies that the larger fiberglass boats just can't get into. But I was just saying there about Knockalla. You know, you drive over Knockalla and you head down Ballymastocker View and point and head into Port Salon, and you look out and you think, wow, this is beautiful. But you don't know what's underneath your feet. I mean, some of the caves in there, they're breathtaking, and I go into them probably twice a day, and every time I go into them, I'm still, wow, this is amazing. It's something you can never get sick of. So, it's one of the main reasons why I started this. I want to get people to see our coastline from the sea. A lot of people from Derry, for instance, would go to Buncrana, and you look out and you think, wow, that's really nice. But to actually get on a boat and see it close up, it's spectacular.
In many ways, this is untapped tourism. I mean, the potential out there is enormous, and you're just scraping the surface.
It's completely on tap, Chris. Many people have been out to me and said, you're the only person doing this. And I said, yeah, there's no one else that can get you into these caves. There's only one other operator on the Swilly, Rathmullen Charters, but they do mostly fishing tours. So I'm filling that gap where I can get people into the tight spaces, the unseen caves and the unseen beaches and coves.
And for visitors to Donegal, be they from abroad or from within Ireland, I mean, this is something added that just wasn't there before.
Exactly. It's something completely different. We're only here 4 weeks. We've had Australians. Actually, my very first tour was an Australian couple I took down to Fannad Lighthouse, and he was gobsmacked by what we had. We've had Americans out during the week. I can see on my website where everybody's tapping in from, and they really are the four corners of the earth. So it's great to get people here to show them, especially on days like this, what our coastline has to offer. It's truly amazing.
Now, tell me a little bit about promoting the business with social media, and particularly reels and video footage. What better business to be promoting? Because this is something that people are automatically going to like and share, and that wow factor will be spread quickly.
That's it, exactly. Before I started this, I said it's only going to work if we do the social media bit right. So we've tapped into TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and it's not hard to get content. You know, when we're out there, I've got an Insta 360 camera here, which I put out, and it records everything in a 360 degree view. So it's so easy to just record the video, put it out, and with a few now, I put one out there last night, it's at 10,000 views. My first video I ever put out when I started the business, I think it's sitting at about 160,000 views. It's the way these things work these days. I know this has been tried before on the Swilly and didn't last, but we're now in the age of social media where everything you put out there can be seen so quickly and can go viral so quickly. So I think that's the way that I'm going to market it.
And the people on board, they're going to have their cameras out, they're sharing it with their friends, and that sort of personal touch and word of mouth, that's everything.
That's exactly it. If you look at it, you know, it's free advertising. People, when they see something stunning, especially the caves, they say down in Knockalla or across the Dunreeh, they automatically just go for their phone. It's nearly just it's an automatic response to seeing something that's beautiful. So they pull out the phones, they're recording, and they're putting it on their social media, and it's been shared with their followers and reshared again. So, you know, I know in this day and age social media can be a bit damaging at times and you spend too much time on it, but for me and for this business, I think it's going to work really well.
There's an old saying, make hay while the sun shines, and in your business obviously there's a seasonality to it and weather dictates it, so this time of year and in the summer months, this is going to be everything for you.
You're exactly right. It's probably 6 months at a push, yeah. But our core season is going to be June, July, August, and particularly July and August when the schools get off. You can see here today we're at Rathmullen Beach, and it's lined with people. And it's Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday. I think we're Wednesday today. So it's as you say, making hay while the sunshine, getting out, putting on tours, but letting people know that you're here, because if people don't know you're here, then they'll not book you. So it's getting as much content out there as possible.
And what about the corporate sector? Will you be liaising with hotels and businesses and doing maybe trips specially for them?
Yeah, that's it. I've stopped and done quite a lot of hotels on both the east side of Swilly up to Buncrana, the west side of Swilly from Letterkenny out here to Rathmullen, and even went around the hotels in Derry. We're lucky enough that Rathmullen is only 25 minutes from Letterkenny on the west side of Swilly and 20 minutes from Derry on the east side of Swilly, so tapping into them markets, both getting the tourists out from the hotels in Letterkenny and Derry, but also tapping into the businesses to do work nights out with their colleagues, is something that will really help this business grow and thrive. So 100%, ideally if I had a second boat, we would run the two together, and hopefully within maybe a year or two, if things go well, we'll get a second rib and we'll be able to take then 20, 22, 24 people out at the one time, which would be great.
So Connor, obviously your trips are dependent on the weather to a large extent, so, and we all know in Ireland things can change pretty quickly. From a business perspective, you know, it's not ideal in that sense for you, that sometimes you're going to have to cancel things at short notice, and I suppose you have to be prepared to adapt.
You're right. The summers here can change, you know, in an instant. We're lucky geographically that we're based in a lock. It is a sea lock, so we still are at the exposure of especially northerly winds here today. The northerly winds picked up quite a bit, so it's quite choppy out there. But we have safe operating parameters, and if the wind blows more than a certain amount, you know, we'll just not be able to go out. But as I mentioned earlier on, the boat's been adapted well. We've got the sides that we can put down. down in the event of bad weather. We will try get out, you know, as much as we can. But in the event of unsafe conditions, we do then offer the client the chance to either refund or to move their trip to another day. So that, yeah, hopefully then we cover everything off there.
And in a sense, the world's your oyster, all going well. The scope is there. You could expand. I mean, how far are you setting the horizons for the future?
Yeah, listen, I'm learning to walk before I can run at the minute. We currently have one boat in operation. I plan by next year to have another boat in operation, a boat which I currently own. It's a 28-foot Beneteau. It's a cruiser as opposed to a rib. It's got seating for eight persons with a toilet on board and heating. So what we'll be able to offer once we get that licensed over the winter and in operations from next April will be the ability to go out, not on a sea safari tour, but a slow cruise where we can do food, wine, cheese, we can drop anchor. It'll be more a relaxed pace. The rib is a lot of fun. We cruise in the rib about 25 knots, but it's not going to be for everybody's liking. Whereas when we get the cruiser in operation, it'll be a slow 4 or 5 knot cruise, which will then open us to another market of more kind of leisurely boaters.
And the feedback to date, are you really encouraged by what's happened so far?
The feedback's been brilliant. It's been really warmly received on both sides of Swilly. Even down to Port Salon. We're heading to Port Salon on Monday for a day of trips. So we have 3, potentially 4 trips booked out at Port Salon. So it's been really well received. And just hopefully if we can get the weather, we can continue to grow, get the word out there, and we'll see where it goes from there.
And maybe long term, with all these heat waves around Europe, we may see an increase, we've heard of it already, of people going to your Norways and to your Scotlands and to your Ireland. So, you know, the potential is out there.
Exactly. I mean, we've got the coastline in place. It's suddenly beautiful. No one can deny that. But unfortunately, we don't always get the weather to match. So if we can get more of this sort of weather, say the coastline's already there, we just need a bit of blue sky and get people out and enjoy it.
And finally, if people want to find out more, how do they find out about the business? Where do they go online?
So as I mentioned earlier on, we do social media. So we're on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. You can get us on our website. It's www.swillybooktours.com. And you can get me email info@swillybooktours.com also.
My thanks to Conor Cummings, and we wish him all the very best with his new company, Swilly Boat Tours. Join me again after this short break when I look at a new tourism website that is promoting Letterkenny.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. Print Supplies helps save your business time and money.
Welcome back to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Brian Gallagher is the acting chairman for Letterkenny Tourism, and recently a new website was launched. Go visit letterkenny.ie is the address for it, and on it you will find out all sorts of things that are going on in Letterkenny. Brian, great to see something like this off the ground, and I'm sure you've got good reaction already, and it was probably something that was certainly needed to boost the town.
Yes, as a group, we just a bit of history on Letterkenny Tourism. It kind of came together around 2013, and it was sort of led at that stage by Darren McElwain and Jerry McGinley. And there were an awful lot of great work done at the time. Social media, marketing, videographers. We even had UTV and television coverage of the town back then. It kind of dwindled out then from 2018 on, maybe to then the lockdown then came, and that was it, kind of everything kind of come to a standstill. So last year we kind of got together again, and we decided that it's time to push the town again, you know, push the positives. We felt at the time that there were a lot of negative press and social media going on in relation to the town, and that, you know, Letterkenny has so much positives to offer, and that we decided as a group we need to come together and push all the positives, all the good stories that Letterkenny has to offer, as opposed to any large town has problems. There is platforms for discussion on the negative traffic. We decided that we need a platform now to push the positives of the town going forward. And as opposed, top of the agenda was when we looked at other tourism destinations, major towns relating to tourism, we'll say Westport, Killarney, Kilkenny, they all had a flagship website, and Letterkenny never had a website, like a platform that showed all that the town had to offer. So with the help of Donegal County Council, Tourism, Donegal Tourism and Fáilte Ireland, with their help and the help of all our members, we put a flyer out to members, anybody that would want to get involved, and we got a great response. And a year down the line, we recently launched the Go Visit Letterkenny website, and we are getting a great reaction to it, and we feel that it's something that the town was long overdue, a platform to highlight everything that's good and all that the town has to offer in relation to tourism, hospitality, and visitor attractions, pubs, nightclubs, restaurants, shopping, everything that the town has to offer.
Absolutely. I'm looking at the website, govisitletterkenny.ie. It's a nice, clean, very well laid out website. There's lots of links on it. There's a nice little bit of video footage, aerial view of the town and showing what's going on in the town. And I suppose one of the appeals of it is it's put into different sections. So as you've mentioned there, the places to stay, to eat, things to do, golfing, nightlife, shopping, events, there's a blog, and indeed Explore Donegal. I take it, Brian, it's growing all the time. There's more and more material being added.
It's growing all the time. I mean, we're only at infancy in relation to the website. We are looking for more contributions, more members to come on board to showcase their businesses. And weekly we are getting extra members and extra businesses involved. And as I say, it's only starting out. We hope that this website's going to be there for years to come, that it will be a platform if you're looking to visit Letterkenny, that it's a one-stop shop. Anybody that's doing any research for a weekend away or a week or whatever, a night away, that they will land, hopefully, at some point and go visit Letterkenny, and from there they can put together their itinerary and see what the town has to offer.
And let's face it, most people now when they go somewhere, especially if they haven't been to it before, they will go online and search and try and find out about where they're going beforehand. So it's a great way for people, particularly first-time visitors to the area, to maybe even plan a sort of itinerary and get an idea of what the place is all about. And what struck me as well, it's not just for people who are visitors to the county, people who even live in the town. If they go on it, I'm sure they'll find out about things that maybe they didn't even know existed in the town. Like, for example, Letterkenny Historic Walks or the Town Trail. There's things on our own doorstep that sometimes we may not even be aware of.
Yes, we have linked up with Letterkenny Heritage Group and also the Cathedral Quarter, and like we are putting emphasis on heritage and history as well. So I'm sure that will go down well with the locals as well. They're researching any local history, different buildings, and just historical events, and that was factored in, that we wanted to include, you know, heritage, because people now are into their heritage, and it was important that we linked up with those groups as well.
And of course, it's not just Letterkenny Town, a great base to explore the county, and I see amongst the things that you have, one of the sections, Discover Donegal, 5 must-see experiences. So people could start off in Letterkenny, that can be the base, and then they can go off different places every day. Obviously, the top attractions, the likes of Glenveagh National Park and Slieve League, and location-wise, Letterkenny is it's pretty central.
Exactly. As I always say, if you take Donegal as a wheel, we're the hub of the wheel. We're at the centre. And from Letterkenny, you can go any direction, 40 minutes, and you know, you could be nearly in any part of Donegal within 40 minutes. Chiss or Slieve League, Glenbey, Fannet, wherever.
People are, maybe they have a business or they're involved in some sector of tourism, and maybe they'd like to get publicity through this website. What's the procedure for doing that? Is there a contact that they can go to?
There is links on the website. At the minute, if they send an email to govisitletterkenny@gmail.com, they will get a response. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram and X, but there is links on the webpage.
And I see also, Brian, that there's a news section, a blog section, so there's information like the Market Square renewal, which is going to be a big boost for the town, and in the weeks and months ahead, anything that's coming up. And again, you'll be sending out a positive message, be it forthcoming festivals or infrastructure or initiatives within the town to encourage shopping. So it's an opportunity, yeah, really, to promote the town in all sorts of ways.
In all sorts of ways. And again, we put a call out to anybody that is holding an event. Like, we're a small organization, and if anyone has any information on upcoming events and they want it included on the website, again, contact that email address. And we'll highlight it there, because the more material we have up on the web site, the better.
Yeah. And finally, I see also there's a newsletter. So again, it's good if you want to be on that mailing list to get the latest news and events in Letterkenny, you're encouraging people to subscribe to that.
That's it. I mean, there are a lot going on apart from the website. But everything just to get the positive message out about Letterkenny, that it's a great town to visit, a great base if you're looking to tour Donegal and take in more the wider Donegal, that we're a great base to set up in and go out and do your day trips and come back to Letterkenny's vibrant nightlife and facilities.
And that was Brian Gallagher, Acting Chair of Letterkenny Tourism. And finally, almost one in four workers in Ireland would switch jobs for a pet-friendly workplace. That's according to a survey from Mars Ireland. It found that more than a third of Irish workers prioritise pet-friendly policies over traditional workplace perks and other benefits. Indeed, an analysis of its findings showed that 85% of employees in Ireland say pets create a more relaxed atmosphere at work. It also found 54% of Irish workers believe companies with pet-friendly policies are more supportive of employees transitioning to increased office-based working, and 34% say a formal, well-managed pets-in-the-office policy signals that a company genuinely cares about employee well-being. The Pet Friendly Advantage report was commissioned by Mars Incorporated, whose brands include Pedigree and Whiskers, and more than 1,000 employees were surveyed across Ireland. The survey also found a clear generational shift is emerging in Ireland, with Gen Z and millennials demonstrating a change in attitudes towards workplace perks. In terms of employee benefits, the inclusion of pet insurance offered as part of the employee benefits package for pet owners would influence 62% of male employees, rising to 72% among women in their employment choice. Other office pet policies that would influence employment decisions included flexible or hybrid working policy to accommodate pet care, paid leave for new pet parents or to care for sick pets, and financial support for pet care while travelling for work. And an in-office pet care service, such as a dog walker or a pet care zone, was favoured by many. That certainly is all food for thought. Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Many thanks for tuning our way. Until the next time, may I wish you a healthy, happy, and profitable week ahead. Goodbye.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies helps save your business time and money. Email sales at printsupplies.ie to find out more.